It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. We welcome you into 2016. It's our first broadcast of the new year as we come to you live from Milford Central School tonight. It's a non-league matchup here tonight for the girls as Milford is hosting the Oneonta Lady Yellow Jackets. Our first time having Oneonta on here on CDO. Set to be a great non-conference battle. Of course, Oneonta is a Class B school, Milford a Class D school, and they are actually playing two times this year. The first game was earlier this year before the Christmas break up at OHS with Oneonta escaping with a five-point victory. So this is going to be a very good game here tonight. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But I want to welcome everybody into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals. And an expert service department, Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's sneak in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Getting a little bit of a late start here tonight. The JV game was a good one. Oneonta winning that one, but ran a little bit long, so our tip-off is going to be about 7:45 here, I would say, as it was a 7:30 scheduled start. So if you tuned in a little bit earlier and we weren't on yet, it's just because that JV game went a little longer. They're giving this varsity team a little bit longer to warm up here for this non-conference battle. And I think it's just, you know, the perfect time of year for two teams like this to play a non-conference game. You're coming off of your Christmas break where maybe you got a few games in for a tournament or maybe you didn't. If you're Oneonta, they had some bad weather cancel one of their games, so they haven't played since before the Christmas holiday. So before you get back into your league schedule, it's nice to have one of these non-leaguers. Yes, it's nice to win, but if you don't win, it's not the end of the world or the end of your season, anything along those lines. If you're Milford, I really like what they've done this year. They've gone out and they've challenged themselves here on the basketball floor. Of course, last week I was here and did Twitter updates when they were facing the Cooperstown Lady Hawkeyes. I guess it was 2 weeks ago now. Of course, Cooperstown, the defending Class C girls state champion. Milford losing that game 50-35, but I think it was just a good test because if you're Milford, you know, we saw them a lot last year in the Tri-Valley Championship and getting all the way to the Section 4 Finals where they ran into the South Courtright Lady Rams, a team that went all the way to the Section 4 Final again and then getting all the way to the Class D State Finals before falling there. So, you know, they're trying to prepare themselves and be ready for a team like South Courtright. So how do you do that? You go out and you play good competition and you don't just breeze through your schedule, and I think they've done that by scheduling Oneonta twice and Cooperstown once. Even if you lose those games, you get some nice sectional points, which I think is key as well, because if you look at a team like Delhi in the MAC, Delhi is technically a Class D school, and they play all the Sydneys, the Unitigos, the BGs, so if they continue to win, they're racking up a lot of points winning against bigger schools, and when they go into the Class D sectionals, they will therefore have a better rank than a lot of the Class D schools, even though the Class D schools could technically be undefeated and still not get the number one seed. It's one of the questions that I field the most. How can a team, not be the number one seed if they're undefeated? And that's just the way because of New York State and how the rankings go when you play different size schools. So it really does pay to go up and play against some of the bigger size schools. Not only does it make you a better team and get your season going, but even if you lose those contests, you're likely to walk away with more points. Now, of course, Oneonta and Milford, they met earlier this year, OHS only winning by five, so if Milford were to pull off an upset here tonight, would certainly be some very nice sectional points for them. If you're Oneonta, this is a team that has a lot going for them in the future. Having a little bit of a rough year this year from what people traditionally expect from Oneonta, but you look at this team, they, on varsity, have six sophomores and four juniors and only one graduating senior for head coach Matt Miller, who certainly knows the game very well. I think so many expectations have been on Oneonta the last few years, with, of course, having Mariah Ruff, who has gone on to play Division I basketball at St. Bonaventure. And when a team is, you know, hovering around that 500 mark, sometimes people are saying, well, why aren't they winning all the time? This is Oneonta. It's a big school. Well, playing in the stack is certainly no cakewalk, and the schools they are playing are very, very tough. But I think you watch out for this crew as they continue to grow this year and into the future. They're going to be very good, especially having the six sophomores, the four juniors, and a great JV team coming up. boy, really, really a good program for head coach Matt Miller. But sometimes you have those years where you're figuring things out, kids are getting playing time, and this is all going to pay off for OHS down the road. They're a talented team, though, and they've had some very nice wins. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, get your starting lineups here for you. Milford and Oneonta, the girls in a non-league matchup tonight on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on career training and education program to income-qualified young people aged 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of the year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull tonight here on CDO as we get you set for non-league action live from Milford Central School, a girls' contest between Milford and the Oneonta Lady Jackets. First, for Matt Miller and the Oneonta Lady Jackets, a sophomore, number one, Athena Bastekis, a freshman, number two, Taylor McCroney, a sophomore, number 10, Malaysia Gu, a sophomore, number 14, Allie Baker, and a sophomore, number 32, Tegan Mackey. On the other side for head coach Jim Weir and his Milford Lady Wildcats, a senior, number 5, Maddie Zenner, a junior, number 12, Riley Griffiths, a senior, number 15, Taylor Olmstead, a senior, number 22, Matea Waters, and a senior, number 24, the leader of this team, I would say, number 24, Addie Lawson. The Jackets are in their road royal blue uniforms with the white trim, and the gold trim says Jackets in white lettering across the front of the uniform. They will go right to left to start off this non-conference battle. Milford is in their home white uniforms with the purple trim. The purple short says Milford in purple lettering across the front of the uniform. They will go left to right. So it looks like Allie Baker will be jumping it up here for OHS and Maddie Zenner here for Milford. Zenner back for her senior year after studying abroad in France last year, and she's a big piece for this team that went all the way to the Class D Section 4 Finals before falling to South Courtright last year. And Milford will win the opening tip, and they'll get the ball right into the hands of Addie Lawson. And we're underway here from Milford, a special presentation tonight on CDO, Oneonta against Milford. And Addie Lawson goes in for the right-handed layup, but jump ball is going to give the ball right back here to Oneonta. And it looks like Milford will jump into a little bit of a press here, a little full court man-to-man, and they'll immediately back off, just kind of pressuring that inbounds. Baker will find McCroney, and to Bastekis on the right side as, again, the jacket's in the royal blue with the white and the gold trim going right to left. Here's Mackey in the left corner outside the three-point line. Now back for McCroney. Little dribble drive, a runner in the lane off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Gu, up and in. And Malaysia Gu puts home her first two of the night, and Oneonta takes a 2-0 lead, 7:15 to go in this first quarter. Milford walks the ball down the floor, and the student section here in Milford standing until the first bucket. Will they get it here? No, they'll get a foul, though, as driving to the basket there was Taylor Olmstead, and she'll go to the charity stripe to shoot two. 7:09 to go first quarter, a 2-0 lead for Oneonta. The girls on the road tonight here in Milford, a Tri-Valley versus the Stack matchup. You don't hear that every day. That's why we wanted to be here. Foul on Oneonta's Malaysia Gu. First shot is up and in for Milford's Taylor Olmstead, getting the Lady Wildcats on the board. It's a 2-1 ball game, and the student section is able to sit down here within the first minute of play. Second shot coming for Olmstead. This one off the front rim, no good, and a rebound for Mackey as she skies, and then a traveling violation as she went for the outlet pass and just shuffled those feet. And so Milford will get the ball right underneath their own basket to our right. 7:07 to go first quarter, a 2-1 lead. Oneonta on the road against Milford here. They get the ball into Zenner in the paint. That jumper is off the mark, no good. Baker with the rebound. Oneonta looking to run. Ahead for McCroney on the left wing in front of the Milford bench. Now she'll put on the brakes and slow it down. McCroney to the top of the key, finds Mackey down low at the block here on that left side. Back out for Mackey as she got it back from Baker. To the top of the key for McCroney. Straightaway three off the front of the rim, no good. Riley Griffiths pulls down the loose rebound and runs right away down that right wing. Pull-up jumper, 20-footer, no good. Followed her own shot, though, and kicked it back out. So 6.5 to go first quarter. Oneonta 2, Milford 1. Lawson with the ball on the left side. Lawson sets up the offense, finds Riley Griffith, a drive on the right side, out for Zenner. Pump fakes, trapped in the corner, gets it loose, ball is tipped, and the jackets come away. Baker down the right side in front of the fans, as the seating is only on the one side here in the Milford Gymnasium. Fans on the one side, benches on the other side. Left wing here for Oneonta, and now reversing it around the top of the 2-3 zone. They go down low for Gu, off the glass, no good, and Zenner rips down a rebound. 2 minutes into the ball game, and it's Oneonta 2, Milford 1, and the Lady Wildcats will walk it up the floor again with Addie Lawson. Little stutter step there, almost lost control. Instead, will pass off to Taylor Olmstead. Olmstead, a dribble drive, but his pocket picked there by Taylor McCroney. Off to the races, up off the glass, and in for McCroney. So Taylor McCroney, her first bucket of the night, off a nice steal, and it's Oneonta 4, Milford 1, with 5:35 to go in the first quarter. And again, Lawson crosses the big Wildcat logo at midcourt. Lawson to the right side in front of the Oneonta bench. Now into the corner. Baseline drive into the paint there. Lost the handle. It was ripped out of bounds and will stay here with the Milford Lady Wildcats. Good dribble drive there by Lawson. Just lost the handle as it was punched out of play. Inbounds pass. Waters with the shot for Milford. No good, but good hustle to follow her own rebound, but then lost it, and Baker is ahead. Now Baker is tied up with Zenner, and they go tumbling out of bounds. And the Zebra Crew says the ball is going to go back to Milford. Good hustle by Baker of Oneonta and Zenner of Milford. They went crashing out of bounds together, hustling after a loose ball. And the last touch was by OHS. So possession back here to Milford. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's 4-1. And now another steal here for Oneonta. That's McCroney, OHS with the lead. Baker into the paint, lost it on the floor. Gu comes up with it. Turnaround shot is off the mark. And Lawson picks up the loose change, and she wants to turn it into a track meet. Lawson down the floor, all the way to the bucket. She's fouled, gets it to go, and she'll go to the line. And that's the difference that Addie Lawson can make right there. And she was able to get it down the length of the court and go coast to coast and put it in off the glass, and she'll go for the old-fashioned three-point play. So Lawson just always slicing and dicing, finding her way to the bucket, and somehow got that little finger roll to go. It's 4-3, and Lawson looking to tie it up here. Foul shot is up and in for Addie Lawson. And it's a 4-4 ball game, just like that, with 4:50 to go in this first quarter. Griffiths and Lawson coming in with some full court pressure, but they back off as Oneana easily breaks through that press. Here's McCroney to the top of the key, directing traffic here, barking out some signals as she sends Vasdekas through into the left corner, looking for her for a three. A long arching shot is just off the mark, and then that one is punched out of bounds, rolled over the line and out of play. Somehow we'll stay here with OHS, as they're saying Zenner just got her fingertips on that one. So possession stays with the Jackets. 4.5 to go. First quarter, we're tied up 4-4 between Oneonta and Milford. And now the Zebra crew going over and having a quick word here with the scorer's table. I believe just some discussion here about the shot clock and if it should be reset. And it goes back to 21. So that's where it will stay. And that was because Jim Weir, head coach for Milford, inquiring about that. Oneonta gets the ball in as they go right to left. Here's Mackey, a drive into the paint, kicks it out for Vasdekas, lost it in between her legs, but last touched again by Zenner. Very active hands by Zenner. And again, rolled out of bounds and will stay with Oneonta. So 15 now on the shot clock. 4:27 to go first quarter. We're tied up at 4. They get the ball into McCroney, and she tried a bounce pass, a little give and go right back to Vasdekas. Hit off the foot there of Addie Lawson, and so possession stays with Oneonta. Again, 13 on the shot clock. They get it right back in. And to the top of the key here for Mackey. Thought about a three, but instead will skip it across the top of the zone for Vasdekas. Down low on the block. Turnaround shot for Baker from the right block is no good. And Milford picks up the basketball on the rebound, and now a foul coming here on Oneonta. 4:11 to go in this first quarter. We're tied 4-4 between the Milford girls and Oneonta. A special non-conference game here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, as well as our game audio archive, is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. So that's the second foul on Malaysia Gu, so she's going to go to the bench. And checking in now will be Alyssa Calhoun for Oneonta. That's three team fouls on the Jackets, none so far in this first quarter on Milford. And we're tied up 4-4 with 4 minutes to go. A drive here down low there by Taylor Olmstead. Got all the way to the basket, thought she was going to go up with the right-handed layup, instead dished it off. And over on that far side, Zenner just wasn't ready for it, and it rolls out of play. Back to Oneonta. So in the backcourt, the Jackets coming now. Calhoun will pass over to McCroney. Again, she will slow it down and set up the offense. The freshman guard, McCroney, to the top of the key. Here for Baker. Back to McCroney. Little pump fake. And now back for Mackey. Again, a little hesitation. Gets in the lane. Off the glass. This one no good. And Waters with another rebound here for Milford. If you're wondering about Taylor McCroney, you've heard that name here on CDO before. Her dad in attendance tonight, Frank McCroney, head coach for the Unitigo football program and also the baseball program. So familiar name here to CDO listeners. And his daughter, a freshman on varsity for OHS. Milford with the ball down low, and they try to pass it on the right block there for Zenner. She's tied up, and a jump ball will keep it here with Milford. 3:17 to go in this first quarter. Again, a tight ball game. Scoring chances limited for both teams. We're tied up 4-4. Milford and Oneonta tonight here on CDL. 3:17 to go first quarter. And Griffiths with the ball. She'll find Zenner, top of the key to the right side as Milford goes left to right. Her pass down low is intercepted. Baker is sprinting down the floor here. Passes off for Vasdekas as they set up the offense. McCroney, left side three. That one is too far and long, and a rebound again for Zenner. The score still 4-4 with 2:55 to go in this first frame. Waters not afraid to walk it down the floor herself. Passes off left side for Addie Lawson as they go left to right. Lawson, good penetration again. Dishes down low. Again, slipped out of bounds there, and possession will stay with Milford. Just kind of ricocheted off the hands there of Calhoun down low. And now Ekberg is going to check in here. Savannah Ekberg for Milford, giving Zenner, who's been very active in the first quarter, a little break. Milford gets the ball in. Here's Griffiths, a dribble drive, and she gets tied up. And the possession arrow will give it back to Oneonta. Just good heads-up defense there by OHS, as Griffiths had made a strong move to the tin and just got tied up on the way up. And now we'll have a call here on Griffiths, as this will be the first call on Milford with 2:41 to go in this first quarter. Her first foul is Milford kind of employing a little bit of a man-to-man full-court press here, looking for traps when available, backing off when needed, and that one was just a hand check there by Griffiths. 2.5 to go in this first quarter. We're tied up 4-4. Oneonta breaks the press. Again, going right to left. They get down into the paint here. Now kick it out for McCroney. Far side. Recently checked in here is Christina Maddox. Over for Bestekis. Far side. Long three. No good. Rebound by Ekberg. And she's fouled as she brings it down. Between Ekberg as well as Taylor Olmstead. Some good size on the floor at the moment for Milford. 2:17 to go in this first quarter. We're tied up 4-4. And the Lady Wildcats will walk it up the floor here with Rumovitz. Brianna Rumovitz, who just checked into the game. Now finds Addie Lawson back to Waters. Into the paint here. And again, down low, that was Olmstead looking for Ekberg. And that's twice we've seen Olmstead look like maybe she had a wide-open shot opportunity, but instead tried to go for the extra pass, and it went sailing out of bounds. So we're still tied at 4 here with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. And now we'll have a jump ball. Actually, no, they're going to go call a foul here against Milford's Taylor Olmstead. So with 2 minutes to go in this first quarter, Olmstead with the foul, and now she'll go to the bench, and Zenner's going to check back in. And Jim Weir making sure he protects one of his starters there in Taylor Olmstead. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Again, tied 4-4 here from Milford Central School. A girls' matchup tonight between OHS and Milford. OHS with the ball. They're in the royal blue with the white and the gold trim, going right to left. Dribble drive off the glass for Maddox is no good. Rebound for Baker, puts it up, and that one again no good. Calhoun fighting for the rebound, but Milford Ekberg was there to take it away. We're still tied at 4. Rumovitz down the floor in front of the scorer's table, and now a timeout for Milford head coach Jim Weir. He saw Rumovitz was in trouble with a trap coming and decides to take the timeout. 1:31 to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back. It's 4-4 here between Milford and Oneonta on CDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch, and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado. Energy for every part of life.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lull on CDO tonight. Milford and Oneonta tied 4-4 as we come up here on a minute and 15 seconds to go in this first quarter. Welcome back. Milford with the ball. Again, going left to right. Here's Lawson. She's got three of the four. Looking for three more. Tries a bank shot three here. No good. The rebound for Milford, Savannah Ekberg, and she can't get it to go. And another rebound here for Allie Baker, doing a great job on the glass tonight for OHS. And we're under a minute to go in the first quarter. Taylor McCroney for Oneonta brings it up the floor, finds Christina Maddox. And now in for Baker. Foul line jumper off the mark, no good. And Zenner is another rebound there for her. And she'll walk it up the floor as, again, Milford goes left to right. They have it on the right wing. Zenner, one of the post players here for Milford, but again, excellent ball handling skills too, is able to handle it bringing up. And now a traveling violation as they skip across the top of the zone there for Addie Lawson. And she tried to just shuffle her feet there a little bit too much on that stutter step move to get around to the baseline. So 30 seconds to go, first quarter. We're tied at 4 between Oneonta and Milford. OHS gets the ball in, going right to left. They get it to midcourt across the Wildcats logo to the left side here. Continuing to work it a lot around for Caroline McGraw. McGraw back out front here for Christina Maddox. Back for McGraw to the right elbow. Right side jumper is off the front of the rim. No good there for Mallory Herrick. And a rebound for Ekberg. And she's fouled with 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. And now with the new girls rule, this is going to send Ekberg to the line. In case you're wondering what the new girls rule is, they reset the fouls every quarter. And when you hit 5, that automatically sends the other team to the line. So this is the fifth team foul on Oneonta. 2 on Milford. And the first shot coming here for Ekberg. First one is up and in. So Ekberg gets it to go, and Milford has the lead, 5-4. Second shot coming here for the Lady Wildcats. For Ekberg, who got fouled as she ripped down a rebound, puts it in. So Ekberg, 2-for-2 from the line. Those make all the difference. It's Milford 6, Oneonta 4, 10 seconds left in the first quarter. McGraw brings it down the floor. Now the backdoor pass down the left side. It's knocked away there as Maddox tried to go to the bucket. Milford with a long shot at the buzzer from half court is off the mark. No good. And that'll do it for the first quarter. It's Milford 6 and Oneonta 4. Second quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter live from Milford Central School. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. The Milford girls leading Oneonta 6-4 as we start the second quarter live here in Milford. And Milford with the ball in the white home uniforms tonight with the purple trim going left to right. The jackets are in the royal blue with the gold and the white trim. So again, Milford with the ball. Ekberg down low, leaves that pass off there in the paint there for Griffith. She lost it. And Oneonta will come away. A good opportunity there, but the Wildcats couldn't finish. Now Oneonta down the floor, but a double dribble is the call on Mallory Herrick, and back the other way for the Lady Wildcats. So we've seen a lot of great defense. We've seen some good scoring opportunities, but neither team has been able to put the ball in the bucket with any consistency here. We'll see if that changes in the second quarter as we just get started. We're 7:30 to go before the halftime break. It's Milford 6, Oneonta 4. Top of the key for Ekberg. Now Riley Griffiths as they continue to work it around the top of the key. Oneonta sitting in a 2-3 zone at the moment. Griffiths steps in. Jumper 12-footer is good. First bucket of the night there for Riley Griffiths. And it's Milford 8, Oneonta 4 with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Again, here comes that press. Milford looking to force some turnovers and they'll get it done here. Here's Lawson. A crossover move. And Milford will just hold on, put on the brakes, and set up the offense, try to capitalize. Griffiths, a long shot, far side for three is no good. And Maddox with the rebound for Oneonta, passing ahead for a wide open player down underneath. That was Christina Maddox, and this one is off the mark. Another rebound for Baker. Her shot off the glass, and she's fouled. So with 6:37 to go in this second quarter, actually no, they will change the call. The second referee saying that that was a travel there on Baker, so she won't get the foul, and the ball will go back to Milford with 6:35 to go in this second quarter. It's 8-4. So Maddox with the long pass ahead there to Calhoun on that last play. Excuse me there. Maddox was running the break, found Calhoun, who passed one over to Baker, but again with the travel, giving the ball back to Milford. And now a travel right in front of us here, as that was Savannah Ekberg trying to make a move on the baseline, and an easy call there for the officials. 6:23 to go, second quarter. Both teams still trying to find their rhythm in this one as it's Milford 8 and Oneonta 4. And here is Herrick finding McGraw on the left side. She'll take it right to the bucket, but she's blocked away there by Zenner. Out of bounds it goes, and it will stay with Oneonta. So the Jackets will look to inbounds underneath the basket here with Caroline McGraw. Good take to the bucket, but Zenner just came over and got her fingertips on it to swat it out of play. Oneana gets it in. Here's Tegan Mackey into the paint. Shot off the glass is no good. Hit the front of the rim twice and would not go down. It's like there's a lid on the Oneana basket at the moment. We're 2 minutes into the second quarter, and it's 8-4. Milford on top of OHS. And here is Zenner. Thought about a step-in three. Instead takes it to the hoop. This one off the mark. No good. Again, front of the rim. And Mackey pulls down the rebound. Looking to run. Passing ahead for Herrick. She gets down low. Looking for a right-handed layup. But is fouled on the baseline. 5:47 to go in this second quarter. And they'll say the foul there was on Savannah Ekberg of Milford. So substitutes coming into the contest here, as Bastekis will check back in, and Jordan Gaisford comes in as well. First team foul as the fouls will reset here in the second quarter. That one on Milford, none on OHS so far in the second quarter. 5:45 to go here in the second frame, and as OHS gets it in, the ball rolls away, and Milford will pick it up. Ekberg up the floor, finds Riley Griffiths. Griffiths closely guarded, but will get the ball off to Zenner, who's fouled as she breaks through a double team, and the ball will be on the outside, but that's two quick fouls here on Oneonta. With 5:34 to go in the second quarter. Again, a special matchup tonight. Girls here in Milford as the Lady Wildcats hosting Oneonta. Class B versus Class D tonight. So Milford gets the ball in with Addie Lawson. She's into the corner. A little give and go with Ekberg. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Milford with a 4-point lead. 8-4. Top of the key here for Griffith. Reverses over for Maddie Zenner. Long shot there for three. No good. Lawson picks it up. Her rebound shot won't go. And Mackey, another rebound here for OHS. And the Lady Jackets looking to run. Down the right side. Mackey ahead, full steam. Kicks it out looking for McCroney. McCroney across the top of the zone for Bastekis. Finds Malaysia Gu, who was hot early for OHS, but then cooled down after she went to the bench with a foul. Gu losing the ball here. And OHS will get to inbounds right in front of the Milford bench. 5:02 to go, second quarter. Oneonta trailing on the road here at Milford, 8-4. And the Lady Wildcats again going to the bench. Zenner will come out, looks to just need a little bit of a breather here, and that's what head coach Jim Weir has this season. He has a deep bench, which is very nice at the Class D level. 4:55 to go, second quarter. It's 8-4. Here's Bastekis, top of the key, down low, right block from Malaysia Gu, has her pocket picked. And Milford will walk it down the floor, going left to right. Down the left wing, finds Addie Lawson, who needs to get it going. She's got 3 points so far. Averages in double figures. Lawson finds Ekberg for the right-handed layup, and she can dish it too. And Ekberg now has a team-high 4 points, and Milford leads Oneonta 10-4 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Gu to the right side, outside the three-point line. Little give and go back to Mackey as she lost it off her hands, and Milford will come away with the loose change. Ekberg wants to slow it down and gets the ball into the hands of the Milford leader, Addie Lawson, who passes off for Griffiths as they're into the offensive end of the floor. Here's Waters, top of the key. Oneonta still in the 2-3 zone. Milford trying to pass around it. Here's Griffiths to the hoop, and she's fouled as Bastekis just caught a piece of the elbow as she went around trying to go for the steal. So 4:05 to go in the second quarter. And two team fouls so far on Oneonta in this quarter, and one for the home team, Milford, with just about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Lawson under the bucket on the left side gets the ball into Griffiths, but she was closely guarded and was sliced out of play as Griffiths was going for it. Nice job by Bastekis to get a fingertip in there. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. It's 10-4. Griffiths puts it in, and this one is a jump ball that Lawson comes down with. Lawson to the top of the key, to the left side, gets a pick, but nowhere to go. It's a good job by McCroney to fight through it, and now we'll have a whistle as this one is going to be a foul on Waters, who was trying to set that pick, but McCroney was fighting through it hard, and they'll say that Waters with the moving pick and the foul. So 3:57 to go, second quarter. OHS trying to get something going here. They trail 10-4. A good girls matchup here tonight on CDO between the visiting Lady Jackets and the home team, the Milford Lady Wildcats. 3:45 to go in the second quarter. OHS with the ball to the top of the key here for Bastekis. Bastekis with a little dribble drive back over for Gaisford. Down low for McCroney. And again, good ball movement here as they find Bastekis at the top of the key. But a steal here from Addie Lawson. Down the right side into the paint. Lawson is fouled. Can't get the layup to go. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. And that's what Addie Lawson brings to the table. Quick hands and always looking for a steal and a breakaway. 3.5 to go, second quarter, and Lawson with 3 points looking to add to it here. We hope you're staying warm listening here tonight, wherever you might be. Glad to have you along here on CDO, as When we went to opening tip tonight, it was about 5 degrees outside as we got the report there on the weather from CDO. First shot is no good there for Lawson. 3.5 to go, second quarter, and she'll look to add to it here. 10-4 is the score. Milford on top of Oneonta. Second shot for Lawson. Rims out, no good, and Goo is there for the rebound. So this keeps Oneonta in this one. They only trail by 6 despite only having 4 points so far in this first half. Ball is kicked out of bounds as Goo tried to pass one over to McCroney, and it will stay with Oneonta. They will inbound underneath their own basket. McCroney barking out the signals, calling out the play. They get it into Gaisford, and for Herrick to Mackey at the top of the key. They find McCroney. She wants that three ball right side, but good defense is played by Milford. Back up for Mackey. Her three ball straight away is off the mark and no good, and Lawson picks up the rimmed out shot and brings it down the floor. Lawson looking to get something going. Passes to the left side for Griffiths, for Ekberg now. Stutter step back out front as they continue to work it around with 15 on the shot clock. What a steal by Mackey. Looking to run the floor down the right side, and she's blocked there by Lawson and out of play. Mackey with a good steal, and she was trying to go coast to coast, but Lawson was able to hustle back and get her paw on that one and just tip it out of bounds as Mackey was going up for the layup. Possession will stay with Oneonta. And again, folks, it's like there's been a lid on the basket for both teams. Milford has gotten it going a little bit here, but Oneonta needs to find a way to get some buckets. They pass it down low, out of the inbounds play for Malaysia Goo, and she can't hold on. And Milford will walk it back up the floor to the right side. They pass down low. Turnaround shot here and a foul, but no, a travel first, as Taylor Olmstead didn't have her feet set down in the low post on that right block as she tried the turnaround shot. 2:40 to go before our halftime report here. And it's Milford 10, Oneonta 4, live tonight on WCDO and also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And now another steal by Lawson as Goo was bringing it down the floor on the right side just past half court, and Lawson was right there before Oneonta could even get set on offense. So Milford will have another chance. Lawson, thinking about a long three, thinks better of it. Now we'll find Zenner in the corner. Good stutter step move. Gets in the paint. This one off the mark. No good. And a rebound for Mackey. Mackey will walk it up the floor, but she's closely hounded there by Waters of Milford. Mackey passing it ahead there for Gaisford. And it looks like Gaisford will travel, and the ball will go back here to Milford. Gaisford had to jump way up in the air to catch that pass, and as she came down, I think she took the extra step directly in front of the Milford bench. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. It's Milford 10, Oneonta 4. 2 minutes away from our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Stay tuned for that here on CDO. Milford gets it inside, and a little running jumper there for Ekberg is off the mark. And now running it forward here is McCroney down the left side. She tries a bounce pass, but again, guess who's there? Addie Lawson to get her foot in the way, and she kicks it out of bounds. Minute 45 to go now, second quarter. And again, 10-4. That's our score here, folks. Milford on top of Oneonta. They get it into Taylor McCroney, trying to spark her team. Back up to the top of the key for Maddox. And now for Mackey. Little give and go back to Maddox. Gets into the paint. Foul line extended. And another steal here by Addie Lawson. Lawson down the right side off the glass. Good defense on transition by Mackey. And now a foul. Lawson wasn't able to get that first shot off, as Mackey was right there with the stand-up defense, but somehow when the ball came down, Lawson got it back and was fouled underneath. So with a minute 29 to go in the second quarter, that's going to be the fourth team foul on Oneonta, but they will say it was a shooting foul, so Lawson to the line. First shot is up and no good. Lawson cannot get it to go from the charity stripe here tonight. She's now 0-for-3. This is just a tough shooting night. Could be a lot of things just coming out of that break. Sometimes you've had a few days off from game action. It's hard to get back in. Second shot coming for Lawson is up and good, so that gives Milford an 11-4 lead. With a minute 25 to go in the second quarter, this would be huge for the Jackets if they could get a bucket here on this possession, as they have not scored in the second quarter so far. Minute 22 to go in this second frame, and let's see if the Jackets can get a bucket. McGraw will inbound directly in front of Jim Weir and the Milford bench on the near side. Again, only seating on the one side here in Milford, so it does have a very tight and confined feeling. They get the ball into Mackey. Her shot left baseline, no good. Rebound for OHS. Long three ball there from Maddox is off the mark. And Waters with a rebound, but then she'll travel as she tried for the outlet pass. A 1:10 to go in the second quarter, and it's still Milford 11 and Oneonta 4. And McGraw will inbound underneath the bucket. McGraw looking for some options. The five count is coming. She's got to get it in and finds Malaysia Gu, who can set up the offense with about a minute to go here in the second quarter, and now she's fouled by Addie Lawson. Lawson has had several steals on the last few possessions, and she was looking for one there but got a little too aggressive, and the foul was called. That's the third team foul on Milford in the quarter. Oneonta with four. 1 minute to go, second quarter. It's Milford 11, Oneonta 4. Running jumper here for Maddox is off the mark, and a rebound and a head now for Addie Lawson. Right side, Lawson trying to get around Mackey. Throws it up into the paint and nowhere to go. And now it's going to be a foul on Milford. Mackey with some excellent defense there on Lawson, just unable to get around her. Good stand-up defense. Lawson tried to pass it into the paint. Oneonta with a steal. And then the foul on Waters, who was trying to steal it back for the Lady Wildcats. So both teams with four fouls. So there could be some shooting involved here from the charity stripe with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter if we see another foul. And here is a layup, and that is up and good for Christina Maddox. So that will break about a 7-minute drought and make it 11-6 with 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. Waters on the right side, back up the half court. Oneonta trapping hard. Zender, though, will help out Waters and come away with it. They skip it across the top of the zone. Long three ball is off the mark. Zender with the rebound off the loss and miss. Another rebound is there for Ekberg, and she can't get it to go. Now McCroney down the floor. McCroney trying to find Mackey in the paint, but that won't happen. And Milford will steal it away at the buzzer, and that will do it. 11-6 is the score at the half. Milford on top of Oneonta. Both teams struggling shooting the ball here tonight, but some good defense and fantastic hustle. I can't stress that enough here, folks. Yes, it's been a tough shooting night, but certainly great defense, a lot of hustle, bodies diving on the floor. Both teams certainly want this one. We'll come back with our Maravito Energy Products halftime report. We'll talk about that, and we'll get our scoring summary from the first half as well. Again, our halftime score in this non-conference girls battle is 11-6, Milford on top of Oneonta. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Maravido Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Maravido Energy for every part of life.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Thank you. Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards the Penny Savers won recently, like first place, general excellence in New York State, second place, general excellence nationally, plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos, SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop, brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Milford Central School. Our score at the break in this girls' non-conference matchup is Milford leading Oneonta 11-6. And we'll get more into that in just a moment. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We hope you're staying warm with Marabito tonight. Again, we checked in at the top of the broadcast with our weather report on WCDO, and it was about 7 degrees, between 5 and 7 degrees down in Sydney. I know it's supposed to dip right down there tonight, warm up a little bit tomorrow. We'll see a high a little bit better than today, somewhere around 18 to 20. And then I think once we hit Wednesday, it should start to get back up into that upper 20s and into the 30s range. But, folks, man, if it stays this cold again, I had forgotten almost what last winter was like, where we had that two-week kind of snap where it was below zero. And, boy, I hope we never, ever see that stuff again, because that was too cold. And even today, just going out, getting the car warmed up here to come to the game, and I'm sure when I head outside after the contest tonight, I'm going to have to be scraping that thing off, getting it all warmed up. So we hope wherever you're listening from here tonight, you're staying in, you're staying warm, and you're having a good time listening into this non-conference matchup. And I was explaining this one to someone earlier today. I said, Oneonta Milford, that's kind of a unique matchup, and why are you guys doing it? And I said, you know, it's kind of interesting right now with the way the schedule worked out, with New York State kind of giving some games back to the schools that were taken away when the recession hit. Some of the schools around New York State were taking games away because they were trying to save money on the budget. It costs a lot to have a gym and have the lights be on and all the transportation, paying the officials. It's expensive just to have one basketball game, so they were cutting a couple of games, the state was. And that, you know, certainly took matchups like this away. If you can have those extra games, these are really, really neat, because I think it would be great if Oneonta continued to play some of our local teams. Oneonta, of course, a long time ago was in the SUS, and you had such great rivalries with Oneonta and some of the schools around like Sydney and Unitego and such. But now that Oneonta is in the stack, and I think that's where they belong, playing some of the Binghamton schools, we don't get to see them all the time. The only real local team that they play is Norwich. So it's kind of neat when Oneonta can play some of our local teams. It's fun for the smaller schools to get a chance to play the quote-unquote big city school, and I think it's really nice. And I'm hoping that in the future this will continue to grow so that more teams locally can go up against a school like Oneonta. Let's run through our scoring summary. First for Oneonta, here in head coach Matt Miller, 2 points for Taylor McCroney, 2 points for Malaysia Gu, and 2 points for Christina Maddox. They didn't score a bucket in the second quarter until just about a minute left. So I'm sure head coach Matt Miller is talking to his team about ways they can get into the flow of the offense here, settle down and get some shots to go in here, because this is still anybody's ballgame. It's only 11-6 here at the halftime break. It's not like they're down by 20, so this is an easily not an insurmountable lead that they have to come back from. On the other side for Milford, Addie Lawson with 4 points, 4 points for Savannah Eckberg, 2 for Riley Griffiths, and 1 for Taylor Olmsted. I think if you're Milford, you continue to get the ball inside with Zenner, who hasn't scored yet. Olmstead, Ekberg, they have shown that they can get the ball down on the low block and certainly be very successful. So I think that's what Milford needs to do in the second half as well. It's our Maramido Energy Products halftime report again. 11-6, a girls' non-conference game here tonight between Milford and visiting Oneonta. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6, or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the second half here in Milford, and Addie Lawson will bring the ball up the floor here for Milford as we get you back underway. 11-6 is the score. The Milford Lady Wildcats on top of visiting Oneonta here in non-league action. Milford going right to left to start off this third quarter. They get it right down low, and guess who? Taylor Olmstead puts it home. And that gives Milford a 13-6 lead. The Lady Jackets in the royal blue with the white and the gold trim going left to right. Tegan Mackey with a three from the left wing, and that's off the mark. And Zenner with a rebound and an outlet pass to Riley Griffith. And she travels, and she knew it. And the possession goes back to the Lady Jackets. So a fresh start here to the third quarter. It's 13-6 as the Jackets again going left to right, and Milford right to left. Milford's in the home white uniforms, the purple and the black trim. Says Milford in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. Now a steal again by Addie Lawson, and down the left side of the floor she goes. Gets into the paint, stops, gives it back for Waters. And to the far side for Zenner, a step-in jumper, swish. First 2 points of the night there for Maddie Zenner, who could not get it going in the first half. Maybe that will jumpstart her. Milford leads Oneonta 15-6. These two met before the Christmas break, and Oneonta at home 146-41. Here's Bastekis. She tries to go to the hole, and again is stripped in a long outlet pass here for Addie Lawson. Lawson gets tied up in the corner, gets it back for Zenner, and now for Ekberg, and over for Riley Griffiths, but another travel here called against Milford with 6:33 to go in this third quarter. Ball going back to Oneonta. The Jackets can get a bucket. That would be absolutely huge, I think, for their confidence as they go left to right. Here's McGraw. Gets into the paint. The jumper is off the mark. And another rebound here for MCS. Wildcats ahead. Here's Lawson trying to go coast to coast. Up and in. Addie Lawson now with 6 points. That's a game high. And Milford has opened up a 17-6 lead. Now a steal by Griffiths on the full court pressure. Hands off to Lawson, and she's fouled. So Milford, they had this press on in the first half, but really they weren't doing a whole lot with it. But now it seems like much more active hands and a lot more pressure to start off this third quarter as Milford has opened up a 17-6 lead. This is the biggest lead of the contest with 6:11 to go in the third quarter. Lawson skips it in and finds Waters. A baseline jumper rims out. And Bastekis comes down with the basketball here for Oneata in front of her own bench down the right wing. Finds Herrick. And now for Baker down low. Good move off the glass. She can't find it. And a rebound here for Waters. Waters is down the left side of the floor here as Milford goes right to left. 5:50 to go, third quarter. It's Milford 17, Oneata 6. Here's Lawson to the left side outside the three-point line. Gets a pick there and finds Griffiths at the top of the key. Good move by Griffiths. Pump fakes. Now finds Ekberg. Now off for Zenner. Her jumper is off the front of the rim. No good. And a rebound. But now a steal again by Lawson. Lawson down low on the baseline. Little reverse layup up and in for Addie Lawson. And she's got 8 points. Just again a gutsy steal along the baseline. And she puts it home. And it's 19-6. Milford on top of Oneata. Here's Taylor McCroney to the left side. Finds Allie Baker in the paint. Her jumper is good, and she's fouled. And that's what Oneata needs. Allie Baker finds a way to put it in. Baker has been all over the glass, cleaning it up there with the Windex here tonight. She gets a bucket and is looking to cut this lead back to 10 with 5:14 to go in the third quarter as Milford has come out of the locker room shooting the ball much better and also finding some ways to get steals. And Baker converts the three-point play. So she now has 3 points to lead Oneata. It's Milford 19, Oneata 9. And the Wildcats with a 10-point lead here on the road, at home against visiting OHS. And now the Wildcats will throw it away. Again, we're live from Milford Central School tonight, a Class D versus Class B battle. Good one here on our hands with 5:06 to go in the third quarter. Thanks for joining us. Oneata gets it in, and here's McCroney walking it left to right up the floor. Baker and McCroney, a little give and go as they get to half court. They find Malaysia Gu on the right side. Gu with her back to the basket, now to the top of the key for McCroney. Gets into the paint, kick out jumper, three ball for Bastekis off the back rim. No good. Rebound there for Herrick. Count it, and the foul. Oneata trying to get back into this game as Mallory Herrick puts home a rebound off the Bastekis miss. Puts it home, and just like that, it's 19-11. And Herrick is going to go to the line. Waters is going to come out, and Ekberg will re-enter the game for Milford with 4:47 to go in this third quarter. Excuse me there, folks. Third quarter it is. Shot is up and rattles out, but Malaysia Gu is there with the rebound. Her layup is off the mark. And a rip-down rebound there by Zenner. And then Zenner is fouled by Baker. Nice job by Baker to help her up. Great sportsmanship there. With 4:42 to go in the third quarter, it's 19-11 now, the score. Milford on top of Oneata. Here's the team foul situation. Two for Milford, one for Oneata. Top of the key for Riley Griffiths. As Milford's in the white with the purple and the black trim. They have the purple shorts on tonight. And now a steal as Zenner throws it away. But Griffiths will hustle back and gather it back up for Milford. 4:20 to go in this third quarter. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Addie Lawson downtown. That shot is short. No good. But somehow Milford comes up with the rebound. But the ball didn't hit the rim. So they're going to have to try to get it off. And they won't. That's a shot clock violation. And the ball going back to Oneata. 4:10 to go in this third quarter. It's Milford 19, Oneata 11. And on the last two possessions, the Lady Jackets have certainly started to get things going, working it down low and getting some opportunities as well as some fouls and a couple of trips to the line. So the Jackets in the royal blue with the white and the gold trim here tonight. Just says Jackets across the front of the uniform. They go left to right, and a bounce pass from McCroney to Herrick is through her hands and out of play. 4 minutes to go in this third quarter, and it's 19-11. Milford on top of OHS. Ekberg trying to inbound it here to Riley Griffiths, but it's stolen by McCroney. Across for Bastekis, up and in. Athena Bastekis, her first 2 points. Back to a six-point ball game. Milford 19, Oneata 13. Lawson with the ball down the floor with 3:50 to go in this third quarter. Lawson and Zenner, little give and go, but now the ball is loose. Lawson is pushed out of bounds. Not intentionally there, as both teams just hustling for it. Bastekis and Lawson both fighting for it along the baseline before the ball squirted out of bounds. 3:44 to go, third quarter. Possession will stay with Milford. They get it into Ekberg for Zenner, top of the key. A long two, hit both sides of the rim, and then pops out And Gu comes down with the rebound and the basketball here for OHS. Gu up the floor finds Herrick. Herrick's going to get into the paint here, and a jumper is not going to go. Ball on the floor and then tipped out of bounds and will go back here to Milford. And a quick word here. Herrick wanted to get an explanation there from the officials about why that was not the Lady Jackets ball. The official standing his ground there, giving it right back to OHS. To Milford, I should say. 3:20 to go in this third quarter. 19-13 the score. Milford on top of Oneonta, trying to upset the bigger school here tonight at home. Ball loose in the paint. Now we'll have a jump ball and possession. The arrow will keep it here with Milford. Good entry pass to Zenner down low, but she just got tied up, kept that ball too low, and the smaller Oneonta guards were swarming on it. 3:12 to go in the third quarter. Lawson will get it in. Finds Zenner in the right corner. Back to Lawson, trying to open her up for a three. Here it is, off the front rim. No good, and Herrick was right there for the rebound for Oneonta. The Jackets doing a great job on the boards. Ahead here for McCroney. She's going to get a jumper, but slapped out of her hands at the last second there by Riley Griffiths, and the ball will stay with OHS with 2:57 to go in the third. 19-13 is the score. Milford on top of OHS, and the Jackets trying to cut this back to a four-point ball game. Baker steps in, elbow shot left side, off the glass and no good, but Baker charging for her own rebound. Now back out for Herrick. Little give and go. Down low for Malaysia Gu, up and in. Malaysia Gu with 4 points here tonight. And it's 19-15. 2:40 to go in the third quarter, so Milford had an 11-point lead, but it's quickly evaporating away due to some good hustle here by the Jackets. Zenner to the right side as Milford goes right to left. They are swarming all over her. Now to Ekberg, but she's fouled there by Bastekis. But you can see the Oneonta guards very active with their hands now, trying to get that steal, trying to get back into this ballgame where both teams have struggled shooting here tonight. But they're finding ways to get it done. Great defense, great rebounding by both sides. Can't stress that enough. Lawson will get the ball at midcourt and crossing the Wildcat logo with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. It's a four-point lead for Milford over Oneonta. And here is Taylor Olmstead. Her jumper is short, and Bastekis is there for the rebound. She's helping to lead this charge, but now a steal by Lawson. Lawson down the left side, pull-up jumper, got it. Addie Lawson's into double digits. She's got 10, and another steal there for Lawson on that possession. That was great. Now the ball out of bounds here to our broadcast booth. I'm going to have to take credit for that steal, I think, as it came right over here, and I was able to slap it away from my equipment. Key part to the game. I think I should probably get one of the post-game awards for that diving save I just had. 1:57 to go, third quarter, 21-15, after Oneonta threw the ball over to me here at the broadcast booth, as we're right directly on the side of the floor here, a great vantage point at Milford. The Lady Wildcats will get the ball back. 1:50 to go in the third quarter, outside for Lawson, three ball, got it. 13 now for Lawson, downtown for number 24, and just like that, Milford leads 24-15. Lawson is coming alive, and now a charge is taken here by Taylor Olmstead. That was Jordan Gaisford, was just trying to go up for the right-handed layup. Olmstead slid over, had both feet cemented in the floor, and took the charge, sacrificing the body. Now Oneonta is going to go to some full-court press here. Looks like just a 4-1 type of man-to-man press. Milford will get the ball in, though. 1:35 to go, third quarter. Milford 24, Oneonta 15. And Griffiths at the top of the key as Milford goes right to left. Still a 2-3 zone here in the half court played by OHS, and now tipped out of bounds by Taylor McCroney. 16 on the shot clock, 1:23 on the game clock. It's Milford 24, Oneonta 15. Zenner will inbound the ball here as it's been five straight points for Annie Lawson. A two and then a three on that last possession, and that could be a backbreaker here for OHS, who's having trouble at the moment shooting the ball. Shot clock is down to five here for Milford. Zenner, a three ball of her own from the right corner. Rims out. Olmstead, the rebound, but she'll travel before she can put it back up. Maddie Zenner with 2 points, but she's had great looks, and we know she's a good shooter, just unable to get it to go down here tonight at home. 1:07 to go in this third quarter. Now is Oneonta brings it in. We'll have a foul on Milford. Here's the team foul situation. Five on OHS, so Milford will be shooting the rest of the quarter, and that is three here on the home team, Milford, as that will be the second on Addie Lawson. OHS gets it in. Here's Allie Baker back to the basket. Turnaround shot no good as she tried the righty hook. Back the other way for Milford with under a minute to go in this third quarter. Up off the glass and no good. And we'll have a whistle on the play as McCroney was going for a steal and went absolutely tumbling over into the stands on the far side as she was going for that steal. Believe she got a piece of it, and it just knifed out of bounds. But they will say there was a foul on the play as McCroney was going for that one to try to steal it. So that will send Lawson to the line. First shot is rattled out for Addie Lawson, and she is not having a good night from the charity stripe. Doing everything else very well as she has 13 points, but she is 0 for 4 from the line here. Second shot coming here for Lawson. This one is up and in. So Lawson now with a game-high 14 points. 54 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Milford back up to a 10-point lead after Oneyanta had cut it down to 4. 50 seconds to go as Oneyanta brings it up the floor with Alyssa Calhoun. Calhoun finds Herrick. And again, a little give-and-go down low for Calhoun. Her turnaround layup is no good. Goo with the rebound, but she is fouled there by Savannah Ekberg. That will stop the clock with 38 seconds to go in this third quarter. That will be the fourth team foul on Milford. So no shooting yet here for OHS. Herrick for three in the right corner. Got it. Let's see if they give her the two or the three. I thought maybe the foot was on the line. We'll see what they put up on the board here with 30 seconds to go. And they will say it was a two ball. So a good shot there by Herrick, but her foot was on the line. So that's a two-pointer. 25-17 the score now. Oneyanta with a steal as Lawson brought it down the floor. Ahead now looking for Herrick, but the ball was too far in front of her, but Zenner had just kind of swished it with her hands, and so it rolled out of bounds, and possession will stay with Oneyanta. This would be big for the Jackets momentum-wise if they could get a bucket at the end of the corner. Here's McCroney, a straightaway three. That one's off the mark, but a rebound for Herrick. She goes to the tin. Her jumper is off. And again, a rebound for Zenner. 5 seconds to go in the quarter, and now we're tied up at half court. Jump ball. We'll give it back to OHS. Lawson was trying to turn and go, but Goo was right there and got her hands in. Another last-second chance for Oneyanta. They trail 25-17 here with 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. They get it into Calhoun, and now she's stripped. And here is Lawson, a half-quarter at the buzzer. Oh, off the back rim. Lawson from way downtown, and that one almost went down, but just popped out. So the end of the third quarter, and it's Milford 25, OHS 17. Fourth quarter coming up. Should be exciting. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneyanta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneyanta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sidney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Nate Lull live from Milford Central School tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, our web stream, and also our game audio archive are courtesy of Sidney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. You can go on our game audio archive anytime and listen to any game that we've done throughout all our different seasons here of football, softball, baseball, basketball. They're all there and free for your downloading pleasure at WCDOsports.com. Start of the fourth quarter, Milford girls leading Oneyanta 25-17. Milford with the ball going right to left. Here is Ekberg, a step-in jumper right side, and that won't go down. And Goo with the rebound and the basketball ahead here for Oneyanta. Gaisford with the jumper. It's good. Jordan Gaisford, her first jumper of the night. 25-19 is the score with 7:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Ekberg, and her running jumper is short off the mark, and now we'll have a traveling violation here on Alyssa Calhoun. So the ball right back to Milford. 25-19 is the score with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Milford holding on to a 6-point lead. It's been as many as 11 here in the second half, the lead for Milford. Oneana cut it right down to 4, and then it ballooned back up to 10, and is 6 at the moment. So Oneana trying to claw away with good defense to get back into this one, and now we'll have a jump ball and another good opportunity here as Allie Baker got her hands in there. The jump ball gives it back to OHS, but here comes that full court pressure from the Milford Lady Wildcats. Jackets throwing ahead. Mackey finds Baker down the right side to the tin. Her jumper can't go. Malaysia Goo searching for the ball. Gets it back to Baker. And the Jackets will hold on to possession going left to right. They're in the royal blue with the white and the gold trim. Here's Mackey driving to the bucket. Her first one of the night. Gets it to go. And it's back to a 4-point game. 25-21. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. And now a steal for Oneonta. It's Baker at half court. Baker finds Gaisford. Pump fakes on a three. Now wants to set up the offense with lots of time left on the shot clock with 20 seconds there. Mackey. And now we'll have a foul on Addie Lawson here with 6:51 to go in this fourth quarter. Mackey made the pump fake and tried to go around Lawson. And it looks like Lawson just got a piece of it in the face there. Maybe an elbow. Looks like she's okay. Jumps back up. Everybody okay here, it looks like. Unintentional there by Mackey as she tried to go around with 6:51 to go in the fourth quarter. The ball will stay with Oneonta as they just give Lawson here a minute to collect her thoughts, catch her breath. We'll jump right back into it. A 4-point game now. Oneonta was trailing by 11 and then 10, and now they're trying to cut it to 2. Shot by Bastekis is off the mark, but a rebound for Milford Ekberg off the miss, and an outlet pass here to a guard, Matea Waters. Waters down the left side as Milford is in the white with the purple and black trim tonight, going right to left. Ekberg to the right side with 6.5 to go. 15 on the shot clock here. Fourth quarter, Milford leads Oneonta 25-21. Shot clock now down to 10. Lawson is in trouble, gets it back to Waters. Back to Lawson, 5 on the shot clock. Nowhere to go still. They get it to her. Top of the key for 3. It's short, it's an air ball, goes out of bounds. And again, good scrappy defense here by OHS. Gives the ball back to them. But here comes that full court pressure. That's not going to go away the rest of this contest. You can guarantee that from Milford. But this time, Oneonta breaks it. Goo gets ahead of everybody and has the easy transition layup. She puts it home. Folks, we are right back here to a very close contest with 6:04 to go in this fourth quarter. And Oneonta is going to take a quick timeout. 6:04. To go here in the fourth quarter, it's Milford 25, Oneonta 22. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:04 to go here in this fourth quarter, and it's back to a 2-point game. They'd only given Oneonta 1 point on that bucket before we went to the break. I thought it should be a 2-point game. They've corrected that, and it's 25-23. Milford on top here of visiting Oneonta. It was an 11-point lead, and it got back down to 4. And Milford went on another run, got it back up to 10, and now OHS is going to try to tie it up here with another steal. Ahead for Tegan Mackey, can't get it to go. Turnaround shot here, and she's fouled with 5:55 to go in this fourth quarter. So a 2-point ball game. Here's the team foul situation in this fourth quarter. 2 on Milford and 1 on OHS. And the Jackets are looking to tie it up here on this possession with 5:55 to go in this fourth quarter. They get it in for Baker. She's right on the baseline as Oneonta goes left to right. They work it around the top of the zone for Bastekis, and her three ball is no good. Up over the glass and out of play. Just took that high rebound and went up over the top of the backboard, and the ball back to Milford. So this is still a two-point game, folks. We're in for a treat of a finish here, I'd say, with 5:47 to go. And Oneonta, despite having a lid on the basket, it seems, here tonight, has found a way to fight back. Milford up the floor. Lawson finds Zenner to the right side. Zenner ahead now finds Ekberg in the right corner. Back for Zenner, closely guarded by Bastekis. Down low again for Ekberg. Did she step on the line? Yes, she did. Ball going back to Oneonta. And you can see this is brewed into a little bit of a rivalry, I would say, folks. Oneonta won the first meeting back before Christmas by 5. And we got a two-point ball game on our hands right here, right now. Mackey with the ball up the floor finds Gaisford as OHS goes left to right. Into the corner now for Malaysia Gu. Gu dribbles around, finds Mackey to the right side with 5:15 to go. Back for Gu at the foul line. Oneonta in the blue with the gold and the white trim. Bastekis in the corner finds Mackey. Step in two to the hoop, off the glass, can't get it to go. Ekberg rips down that rebound and a long outlet pass ahead for Taylor Olmstead. Olmstead across half court finds Riley Griffith at the top of the key with 4:55 to go in this fourth quarter. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Lawson with Milford ahead 25-23. Lawson to the top of the key now to the right side. Dribbles, passes off for Zenner, and now a steal, but this one just slips out of bounds before Gaisford can get over to it. 7 on the shot clock here for Milford. 4:43 to go in this fourth quarter. Olmstead now will look to get the ball in, but not before Jim Weir, and Milford can take a timeout. 25-23, Milford on top of Oneonta. Girls non-conference matchup tonight. 4:43 to go. Don't miss the finish, folks, here on CDO.
We're specialists in you. Take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:43 to go, fourth quarter. Milford out of the timeout, gets the ball to Zenner, pull-up jumper, bang. Maddie Zenner off a design play right out of that timeout, drawn up on the whiteboard by Jim Weir, gives Milford a four-point lead, 27-23 with 4.5 to go. Mackey to the right side as OHS has the ball all the way to the bucket. Mackey can't get it to go. Baker with the rebound, partially blocked out of there by Ekberg, and back the other way as Milford picks up the loose change. They find Lawson to the right side. Lawson with a bounce pass here for Griffiths. Hands it right back off to Lawson. 15 on the shot clock and 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Griffiths down low. Back out for Zenner. Long three. This one is short. Griffiths wide open. The rebound goes down. Griffiths was right there, not boxed out. And Milford back up to a six-point lead, 29-23, with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Gaisford all the way to the hoop, and she's fouled. Zenner was in good position looking for the block, but Gaisford was taking it to the tin with authority, and a foul there goes on Milford. So that's the third team foul on Milford. Only one on Oneonta, so with the new girls' rules, have to keep an eye on that because that could help Oneonta get back into this game with two more fouls if they could go to the line. Here's Gaisford. First shot coming is good. These are going to be big down the stretch as Gaisford puts that one home. She has 3 points. Milford 29, Oneonta 24 with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Second shot coming here for the junior wearing number 23. Jordan Gaisford got it. Boy, those are big. Ice in the veins there for Gaisford. 29-25 with 3:50 to go in this fourth quarter, and Zenner will walk it up the floor. Oneonta bringing some pressure. They get it up over the top of the press for Lawson. Back out for Zenner. Baseball pass over to Griffiths. Pump fake into the lane. Back out for Lawson. Long three. Got it. Lawson from downtown just when you needed it, and she's got 17. And Milford leads 32-25 with 3:25 to go in this fourth quarter. Here's Malaysia Gu. Back out for Baker. Baker finds Mackey for three. That one is short. Baker searching for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Both teams tied up. And the jump ball will give the possession. Let's see, it's going to be... I can't see the arrow from where I'm at, so the referee finally makes the signal. And we'll give it back to Milford and Addie Lawson with 3:16 to go. I'm on the same side as the bench there, folks. Couldn't see where the arrow was pointing. So Milford gets it in with 3:10 to go in this fourth quarter. They lead 32-25 down low. Lawson finds Zenner, and she puts it home. Zenner's got six, and it's 34-25 with 3 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Malaysia Gu trying to get to the bucket. Gu can't get it to go. Hit the rim twice and wouldn't go down. And now it's going to be a steal. Actually, no. Looks like Oneonta was going to steal it back away there from Ekberg, but they're going to say it was a foul on the baseline. So that'll be the second team foul on OHS in the fourth quarter. Three on Milford. Lawson will get the ball in. Home run pass to the far side for Ekberg as Milford leads Oneonta 34-25. The clock's starting to become an enemy now for the Jackets. And the shot by Ekberg is no good. A rebound again for Baker. She's been all over the court tonight. Baker ahead for McCroney. Her running jumper is off the mark. No good. And the ball again down to the floor. And we'll have a jump ball as Gu and Ekberg both just diving down onto the hardwood. And actually now they're going to say no jump ball and a foul on Malaysia Gu of Oneonta with 2:34 to go. Zebra Crew came together there, had a little conference, and now changing the call. So that's going to be the fourth foul there on Malaysia Gu with 2:34 to go. And this will give the ball to Milford, and Lawson will have to inbounds again with 2.5 to go. And Milford leading Oneonta 34-25. This would be a big win for this Milford program for some sectional points. Here's Zenner down the right side, puts on the brakes, back out for Griffith. Step in, long two is short. It's an air ball and out of bounds. Good try there by Matea Waters to go chasing after it to try to save it, but couldn't keep it in. 2:25 to go, and OHS needs a bucket here on this possession. And they'll get it up the floor and across the timeline to beat the press here with Malaysia Gu. Gu for Beth Deckett. And now for Taylor McCroney. Lost the handle, but Mackey is there to save her. Mackey gets inside, up off the glass, and in. Tegan Mackey now with 4 points for Oneonta. Cuts it to a 34-27 lead. Mackey looking for a steal, but Lawson just gets around her and across half court. Pulls up. Jumper is good. Lawson now with 19, trying to put Milford on her back. It's 36-27 with a minute 55 to go. Mackey up the floor, and this one is deflected away. Lawson with a steal. Passing ahead for Riley Griffiths. Off the glass and in. And Griffiths now with 6 points and a timeout on the floor with 1:43 to go. Matea Waters just a little shaken up here behind the play as it was Oneonta and Milford both going for that loose ball right on the Wildcats logo at midcourt. Both teams were fighting for it, and it popped out. Lawson went sprinting away with it. I'm not sure what happened to Waters. She appears to be okay. She might have had the wind knocked out of her here with a minute 43 to go. 38-27 the score, and they will help her off the floor, it looks like, here. Again, just this is the kind of game it's been here tonight, folks, with both teams not afraid to just go diving to the floor looking for loose balls. Let's step away for 30 seconds here. 38-27 is the score. Milford on top of Oneonta here on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. A minute 22 to go in the fourth quarter. It appears Matea Waters is okay as they help her off the floor. Just, again, it's been a rough and tumble game here tonight, and it appears she just got the wind knocked out of her. We will hope the best for her. 1:22 to go, fourth quarter, so Milford will inbound the ball to get things started again here. The Lady Wildcats on top of Oneonta, 38-27. Here is Zenner. finding Addie Lawson and back up as they have a little give and go, and the clock is their friend now as they continue to work it around, and we'll see. This will be a foul here as McCroney finally has to foul Riley Griffiths with 1:11 to go. 38-27 is the score. So that's going to be three team fouls on Oneonta and three on Milford. So we're still two away on both sides from shooting, as the new rules have five fouls before you will shoot the foul shots. So 1:11 to go here in this fourth quarter. And now let's see if they're... Yes, they... So this is what just happened here, folks. It appears that they have not updated the fouls on the scoreboard. So now this 15 foul will come to Oneonta. So this will be a shooting foul for Riley Griffiths, as head coach Jim Weir pointing that out to the officiating crew, and they were able to get through that. And Griffiths will go to the line and make the first shot. Very important to keep that scoreboard updated. Makes radio announcers look better if you do that. So Griffiths to the line. Her second shot is in. Riley Griffiths has come on strong in the second half, and it's 40-27. Coming up on a minute to go here in this fourth quarter. McCroney, a long three for Oneonta. No good. Baker, another rebound. Turnaround shot off the glass. Not good. And Milford with a rebound, and Lawson will bring it up the floor. Lawson to the right side. Drifting into the offensive end of the floor here for Oneonta, and that's going to be a foul with 52 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, or is it going to be a timeout? Let's see. Actually, they're just going to say it's going to be an official timeout. The Zebra crew thought that head coach Jim Weir was calling a timeout. He didn't, so Milford will just inbound on the left side. They get it into Zenner here, and she is tied up with Baker, and so the jump ball will give the possession back to Oneonta. Pass by Tegan Mackey is too tall there for Taylor McCroney, and sails out of bounds with 47 seconds to go here, giving the ball back to Milford. So it appears with 47 seconds left that Milford, with a 40-27 lead, is going to get a win here at home over the Oneonta girls. This will be some huge sectional points for the Lady Wildcats if they can hang on here with 45 seconds left. Down the floor here for Addie Lawson. Lawson to the top of the key. Finds Riley Griffiths, and Milford is willing to just chew some time off the clock here. So Oneonta won the first battle back before Christmas at OHS 46-41, but tonight it's the Wildcats who are going to come away, it looks like, with a win over Oneonta on their home floor. 5 seconds to go on that shot clock. Griffiths with the ball, finds over to Zenner, who throws up a three. This one off the mark, no good. So 15 seconds to go, and OHS will bring it down the floor. Long pass ahead here for Oneonta. Christina Maddox to the bucket, no good. The rebound for Calhoun. She puts it home. That's her first bucket of the night. And that's going to do it. The final score will be Milford 40 and Oneonta 29. A big victory here tonight for the Milford Lady Wildcats. We'll take a quick break and come back with our post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. The final score tonight from Milford Central School, 40-29. It is Milford defeating Oneonta in girls non-league action tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary first here for visiting Oneonta. The high score tonight will be a variety of people, including, actually no, it's going to be Malaysia Gu. Gu finishes with 6 points, Mallory Herrick with 4, and it will be Jordan Gaisford with 4, Tegan Mackey with 4, Alyssa Calhoun with 2, Christina Maddox with 2, Athena Bastekis with 2, and Taylor McCroney with 2. So Malaysia Gu is the high scorer tonight for Oneonta with 6 points, but that's what you get from this Oneonta team. Just a variety of scoring. They don't have one person who's going to go off for a huge amount of points, but they have great balance. And again, 6 sophomores and 4 juniors on this team, only 1 senior. It's a team that's going to grow and grow with a great JV team to join them in just a couple of years. On the other side, a game-high 19 points for Addie Lawson, 8 for Riley Griffiths, 6 for Maddie Zenner, 4 for Savannah Ekberg, and 3 for Taylor Olmstead. So it was Lawson, Griffiths, and Zenner really stepping up here tonight for Milford to get the job done. All right, we'll take one last quick break. We'll come back. We'll give out our 3 awards brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance for our offense, defense, and all-purpose award winners tonight. We'll be right back. Again, the final, 40-29, Milford defeating Oneonta in girls action tonight on CDO. We'll be right back with our awards on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Oneonta to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Oneonta offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOneonta.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Oneonta has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Oneonta is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time, live from Milford Central School. The Milford girls defeating Oneonta 40-29 tonight. A Class DB, I can't even speak here anymore, folks. A Class D team defeating a Class B team tonight. So that is some big sectional points here for the Milford Lady Wildcats. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to Milford's Addie Lawson tonight, a game-high 19 points, made the buckets when she absolutely needed to in a game that was very low scoring. Addie Lawson comes through tonight with 19 and gets the job done. Next is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that to Oneonta's Allie Baker tonight. I thought she did a great job rebounding the ball, getting steals, and just doing a little bit of everything. Was really nitty-gritty down low when she needed to get it done, and I think she certainly deserves this award tonight. Allie Baker of Oneonta, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Riley Griffiths tonight from Milford. 8 points and just did a little bit of everything. Rebounds, cleaning up the glass, getting down low, steals, feeding the ball to Lawson and Zenner when they needed to get it. I thought she played an excellent game. So Riley Griffiths is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Again, our final, 40-29. Milford defeats Oneonta. They split the season series in this non-conference battle. Oneonta winning back before Christmas, and then Milford winning here tonight, 40-29. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. We'll see you again on Wednesday. We have a boys game at Franklin. Tri-Valley matchup between Franklin and Morris. We'll see you then. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. Stay warm from WCDO Sports.